You brought a team here to Civil Service Throwers. We lost 4-0, but what can you take from the game, Greg?
I think when I reflect, I look at the age. The age is a massive, I wouldn't say disadvantage, but the physicality piece in the golf was enormous. I think we were fine in spells with the ball, but we never went forward enough with it, and that's what was disappointing, because they set a little trap that we kept on putting into first half. It's tough as well because we're playing Lewis Soares as a centre forward. He's not a centre forward. No, we're playing Crosby in many other positions. We've got young Cammy in as well, who's a trialist. We've got Archie there, who's a trialist, and we've got boys who are in the first year. They're just in the door, 0-2s. So it was a really, really young group, and you look at the boys that missed out in the game. You know, there's five or six boys who were regular in reserves last year who are pushing their way into the first team right now, who are part of the squad tomorrow. So we've got that we have to replace. But it's still early days. I mean, I'm looking at overall as it's 90 minutes for 90% of the players. You know, Josh Robertson came off injured, and it's a tough one. He's going for an X-ray, I think, on his ankle. And we took Lucas Berry off after 60 minutes and put young Quinn on. But Aaron Arnott in 03 came on, did well. Quinn Coulson came on, was exciting when he came on. So it's them not having any fear, and that was the point before the game, and it's something that myself, the gaffer, and Dan are saying, that we want our players to be brave. You know, and it's just the hardest part is breaking them down defensively when they're as big as what they were tonight against our wee boys. It became tough, and the one or two chances we did have the first half, you know, we struggled to create anything. Lucas Crosby had one. Lucas Berry probably should have played Lucas Crosby for the one before that, and he was off balance. But you have to take chances when you do. The goal we lost right in half time, it's just, you know, it was boys v men from a corner, and we're always going to be a disadvantage with the height of some of them in the corners. We knew that. It was disappointing to lose one in 44 minutes. But when we came out, we tried to address at half time that they were very heavy in the middle of the park. They played four like a box. We reverted to a diamond in there to try and play in between them. And first 4 minutes, we were three goals down, solely because we never went forward with it. The first touch was back the park. We allowed the press, and you know, a couple of the goals were calamity. That is not us. We want to go forward. We want to be, you know, playing their half. And I don't know why we did go back. And that was the start of it. So these things happen. You know, I can look at it both ways and say I'm disappointed. I'm not because it's a pre-season friendly. And the disparity in terms of size and age deficit was enormous. And it shows my players that the Lowland League, there's a lot of decent teams in the Lowland League. The physicality piece, which they don't get in the reserve football, they certainly get in Lowland League and East of Scotland League. So it was good for them to see that. Obviously, you know, fitness-wise, I felt we were ahead of them with the substitutions they made. Obviously, our boys lasted a little bit longer than they boys did, so that was pleasing. And obviously the 90 minutes for a lot of them was, you know, very good. It's probably too much for them at this early time of the season, with having two subs and the amount of players, the younger players who are now competing for a first team spot. You know, it's that's what we had.
And you were pushing, looking for a consolation goal when they hit on the break and made it four.
It would have been nice to get a goal. It was, I mean, a few half chances for headers and crosses, but nothing really carving them open. Counter goal, you know, we just about gave one up before that on a counter. But the pace that they brought on was, you know, we struggled to deal with it with their trialists.
Your trialists, you had two, presumably you're not going to tell me who they were, but you'd be happy with their performances, I would think.
Well, it was good to see them, right? It's always tough taking one of your own players off and keeping them on a trial list on with Lucas Berry coming off. And it was good to have a look at them. They've trained all week. And, you know, I think it was a tough game for them to play in. But it was good for me to see them up against a, you know, more physical team. And, you know, they're giving away a lot of years. And, you know, one of the trialists a little bit more experienced than the other. So it was good to see them in that role as well and compare them with what we have. And who we have that is pushing on the first team, as I say, is if I'm bringing in a trialist, they have to be, you know, better and potentially better than what we've got. So, you know, I'm here to push the boys as hard as I can and as quick as I can into the first team.
So a good learning curve to learn fast for next Wednesday's game, which won't be much softer.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the good thing is the pitch will be tighter. I mean, that pitch was enormous out there tonight, and you know, just the men against boys in the end shone through really on a bigger pitch. Whereas Kelty's pitch will be tighter, albeit Kelty should be a better outfit than Civil Service Strollers with the players that they've signed. And you know, it's what it is, right? We take the games in because we want them to play games, and as I said, in 5 or 6 weeks' time, and that's what I mentioned to the boys, it doesn't bother me them losing 4-0. I'm here to make them better first and foremost, you know. And same with Stevie and Jason, that's the goal, is that we have to make the players better, and in a month's time I can guarantee you they'll be better, because that's my job to do them.
Good, thank you.
No,